If you'll turn with me now to 2 Timothy, and I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version. But 2 Timothy is our scripture, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Listen. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, a beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank you, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And may the Lord bless to our hearts and lives the reading and hearing of his holy and inspired word. And let us now look to God for a few moments of silent prayer. Hear our prayers, O Lord, and answer them according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is a special day. Any time that we can honor our mothers has to be special because they go so unrecognized most every other day of the year. And no one deserves a special day all to herself more than today's mothers. I like the story about the 5-year-old and the 7-year-old who presented their mother with a house plant. And they had used their own money to buy it, and she was thrilled to see it. But the older one said with a sad face, "There was this beautiful flower arrangement that we wanted to give you at the flower shop, but we didn't have enough money. It was a beautiful arrangement that we wanted to give you, and it had a ribbon on it that said, 'Rest in peace.'" And the child said, "I thought it would be just perfect, since you're always asking for a little peace so that you can get some rest." And I hope that, if nothing else, mothers will have a little time today to rest in peace. The world knows how important the influence of mothers is. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Men are what their mothers make them." And Napoleon said, "Let France have good mothers, and she will have good sons." An old Spanish proverb says, "An ounce of mother is worth a pound of priest." There are many portraits of motherhood in the Bible. There's a picture of Jochebed, and she cared so much for her son Moses that she broke the law to keep him safe and teach him the faith of his people. And there's the picture of the mother who appeared before King Solomon. And she loved her child so much that she was willing to give him up forever rather than to see any harm come to him. And the list could go on and on. And the pictures that the Bible paints of mothers are not always perfect by any means, but there are always great lessons there. The Bible has one very brief portrait of motherhood to which I want you to call to your attention this morning. It comes from the pen of the Apostle Paul from our scripture lesson, a letter he wrote to Timothy, a son of the faith, addressed to his own son in the faith, Timothy. It is one line that we read in our scripture lesson for today that says, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure lives in you." We don't know a great deal about these two women, but in that sentence, we get a picture of these two very special people and the influence that they had on Timothy. We know that somehow Lois and Eunice heard about Jesus Christ, and they came to realize their need of a Savior, and they accepted Jesus Christ into their own lives. And they took this faith seriously enough to make sure that Eunice's own son, Timothy, would know all about Jesus Christ. And apparently Lois and Eunice lived their faith in front of Timothy. And apparently Timothy listened and learned about Jesus and accepted Jesus as Lord of his life. In seeing the example of Lois and Eunice and their influence on young Timothy, I wonder how Christian parents influence their own children today. So, what are some of the characteristics of a Christian parent? And in truth, we could say any Christian, because the rules are the same. First of all, Christian parents believe in their children. A teacher asked her class what they wanted to be when they grew up, and she got the usual answers: fireman, doctor, teacher. Until she got to Tommy. "Tommy, what do you want to be when you grow up?" Tommy replied, "Possible." And the teacher said, "Possible? What do you mean, possible?" And Tommy said, "Well, my mother's always telling me, Tommy, you're impossible. So when I grow up, I want to be possible." Even though their children are impossible at times, Christian parents always believe in their children. They may not always believe them, but they believe in them and want the best for them. And that's important for our children's sense of self-worth and for their future. Benjamin West tells how he actually became a successful painter. When he was young, his mother went out and left him in charge of his sister Sally. And Benjamin discovered some bottles of colored ink, and he began to paint Sally's portrait. And when the mother got home, there was a horrible mess, but she didn't say anything about it. She simply picked up the paper with the portrait and said, "Why, it's Sally." And then she kissed Benjamin. And ever since that day, Benjamin West has said, My mother's kiss made me a painter. Christian parents believe in their children and want the best for them. The second thing that I think is vital to Christian parenthood is Christian character. That's a word that I believe has come into prominence lately. Character. That's because we recognize that somehow this has been lost in our society. The world, I believe, is crying out for people of Christian character. And when I'm talking about Christian character, I'm talking about people with high moral standards, people who are trustworthy, people who speak the truth. We need that in our society. And like it or not, our actions as Christians speak much louder than even our words. And every day, all of us are modeling and teaching children what is appropriate behavior. And it's from the family that we learn Christian character. And Jesus taught us that the great commandment is to love. And John tells us that to love God is to keep His commandments. And that's what Christian character is all about. It is nurturing the laws of God in our hearts. And if a young man or young woman asks me to name the most important characteristic to look for in a future mate, I would say Christian character. And that's the kind of person you want to spend a lifetime with. I'm going to repeat that, and young people especially, listen clearly. It's so important. If a young man or young woman asks me to name the most important characteristic to look for in a future mate, I would say Christian character. That's the kind of person you want to spend a lifetime with. And then finally, Christian parents are the best translators of God's Word. Christian parents, by their faith and example, can teach more about faith, kindness, and wisdom than what their children can learn in a book. Christian parents, by their faith and example, can teach more theology concerning discipline, repentance, forgiveness, and love than most seminary classes. Christian parents, by their faith and example, can use the home as a Christian academy where Christian values and standards are modeled and passed on to their children. It is from Christian parents that children learn at an early age that we are all children of God, created in God's image. And through the Christian home, children are affirmed and encouraged. And young Timothy learned all of this from his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. Sometimes people who never get in the pulpit or stand in front of a Sunday school class preach the greatest sermons of all. They do it by living out the Word of God in their daily lives. Christian parents do that. Christian parents are the best translators of God's Word. The influence a mother has on her children concerning the things of the Lord can make all the difference as to what kind of people those children become. One day Chuck Swindoll found a book on his shelf that once belonged to his mother. And as he was looking through the book, he recalled some special memories of her. She had died 20 years earlier. And she had written notes in the margins of this book, little knowing the impression her words would make on her son 20 years later. At the end of the book, Chuck Swindoll's mother had written these words: "Finished reading this May 8, 1958. And that started a flood of memories for Chuck Swindoll. He began thinking about where he was, what he was doing in May of 1958. The month that his mother had finished reading this book, he was a Marine stationed on a tiny island in the South Pacific. In that very month, he had written in his journal, "The Lord has convinced me that I am to be in His service. I will begin to make plans to prepare for a lifetime of Christian ministry." Amazingly, it was the same time that his mother had finished reading this book. And Chuck Swindoll writes, "As I look back over the pages, I found one reference after another to her prayers for me while I was away. His mother was concerned for his spiritual welfare and for God's best in his life." And so that afternoon, years after his mother had died, Chuck Swindoll was sitting in his study reading his mother's book and recalling those precious memories. "There I sat, thanking God anew for my mother's prayers for me. I bowed my head and I thanked God for His sustaining grace, for the prayers of my mother." And I wept with gratitude. Chuck Swindoll was moved by his mother's prayers and for her Christian example. By these, she had led him to God. That's a story that could be told in many homes, couldn't it? It's the story of mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers, and aunts and uncles and friends who by their example have led children and young people to God. And when children are raised in a Christian environment with Christian values by Christian parents and influenced by aunts and uncles and friends in the church, they will be made ready for life. They will be able to cope with life and all of its temptations and all of its dangers. And that's all any parent could ever want for their children. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank You today for godly mothers and fathers who have led us to know Jesus Christ. And we pray for Christian parents everywhere on this special day. May they have the dedication of Lois and Eunice, who were so committed to Jesus Christ that they had to pass the faith on to the child in their home. Help Christian parents and all of us to be faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.